Valor's Trial by Tanya Huff. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2008 by Tanya Huff. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Daw Books, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1.
Gunnery Sergeant Kerr, good to have you back.
Good to be back, Sergeant Hollis.
Torin thumb-printed the release that would send her gear straight to her quarters and fell into step beside the sergeant as they crossed the shuttle bay.
And congratulations on the promotion.
Adrian Hollis had been in her squad when she was a sergeant, and then, when she made staff sergeant, her platoon, she'd fast-tracked him onto his SLC and had been pleased to see her decision justified when command had given him his third hook. Not that she needed reassurance that she'd been right. These days she needed reassurance that command didn't have its head so far up its collective ass it was cutting off all oxygen to its collective brain.
The squad having any trouble getting used to it?
Not after Rask and Mashona knocked a couple of heads together. They said I'd been leading them around by the deer and Averick for months anyway. I might as well get paid for it.
Torin grinned. The Corps tried to keep combat units together when it could. Familiar faces strengthened both stability and loyalty under adverse conditions, and Marines had their own ways of working through the disruptions promotions brought.
The captain was a little afraid they were going to send you to Ricarda HQ,
Hollis told her as they stepped onto the lower beltway.
So was I.
After Crucible, after she'd been detanked with her jaw rebuilt, after she'd passed the physical and psych evaluations that followed any major reconstruction, Torin had asked to be returned to Shiko Company.